Scaramucci, Trump is the domestic terrorist of the 21st century, like Timothy McVeigh. By Pam Key on January 14, 2021. Former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci said Thursday on CNN's Anderson Cooper 360 that President Donald Trump was the domestic terrorist of the 21st century. Scaramucci then compared Trump to Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh. Scaramucci said, "I think lawyers, legitimate lawyers, are telling him that he's in a lot of trouble. He incited a riot. He incited an insurrection. He's arguably, at least in the 21st century, you could say Timothy McVeigh for the 20th century. But he is the domestic terrorist of the 21st century in terms of the history of the 21st century." Copper said, "You think he'll be viewed as a domestic terrorist?" Scaramucci said, "I think right now we're all in shock about it because he's the President of the United States. And we always try to normalize that office. You and I, the rest of the world, still has an august opinion of the office of the presidency. So you're reacting to it like, wow, we can't really have the president be a domestic terrorist." But 50 years from now, a presidential historian will look at this situation and say, "My God, he didn't accept the election. He signaled prior to the election that he wasn't going to. And he incited an insurrection where people descended on the Capitol building calling for the death of his vice president. So you've got to step back, Anderson, and look at it objectively and look at it from 2071, not 2021. Yes, I do think he will be known throughout history as somebody that incited domestic terrorism." Copper said, "Do you think he will be held accountable, either in the Senate or afterward?" Scaramucci said, "My personal view is that he has to be held accountable. He has to be convicted in the Senate. The guy really should go to jail. He's the President of the United States. So we're going to be cautious about that. But they've got to make this very punitive on him. As Speaker Pelosi said, there's nobody above the law." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.